The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter Number 4, Text Number 8, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on April 1st, 2007, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So today we are reading from the 2nd Canto, Chapter Number 4, The Process of Creation, Text Number 8 of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo
Nunam Bhagavato Brahman.
Nunam Bhagavato Brahman.
Harerad-bhuta-karmana.
Harerad-bhuta-karmana.
Durvibhavyam-vibhavati.
Durvibhavyam-vibhavati.
Kavibhishchapi-cheshtitam.
Kavibhishchapi-cheshtitam.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. O learned Brahmana, the transcendental activities of the Lord are all wonderful, and they appear inconceivable because even great endeavors by many learned scholars have still proved insufficient for understanding them. Purport. The acts of the Supreme Lord in the creation of just this one universe appear inconceivably wonderful. And there are innumerable universes, and all of them aggregated together are known as the created material world. And this part of his creation is only a fractional portion of the complete creation. The material world stands as a part only, ekang shena stito jagat. Supposing that the material world is a display of one part of his energy, the remaining three parts consist of the Vaikuntha Jagat, or the spiritual world described in the Bhagavad Gita as Madhama, or Sanatan Dhamma, or the eternal world. We have marked in the previous verse that he creates and again winds up the creation. This action is applicable only in the material world because the other greater part of his creation, namely the Vaikuntha world, is neither created nor annihilated. Otherwise, the Vaikuntha Dham would not have been called eternal. The Lord exists with Dham, his eternal name, quality, pastimes, entourage, and personality, are all a display of his different energies and expansions. The Lord is called Anadi, or having no creator, and Adi, or the origin of all. We think in our own imperfect way that the Lord is also created. But the Vedanta informs us that he is not created. Rather, everything else is created by him. Narayana Puro Vyaktat. Therefore, for the common man, these are all very wonderful matters for consideration. Even for great scholars, they are inconceivable. And thus, such scholars present theories contradictory to one another. Even for the insignificant part of his creation, this particular universe, they have no complete information as to how far this limited space extends, or how many stars and planets are there, or the different conditions of those innumerable planets. Modern scientists have insufficient knowledge of all this. Some of them assert that there are 100 million planets scattered all over space. In a news release from Moscow, dated February 21st, 1960, the following piece of knowledge was relayed. Quote, Russia's well-known professor of astronomy, Boris Vorontsov Veliaminov, said that there must be an infinite number of planets in the universe inhabited by beings endowed with reason. It could be that life similar to that on Earth flourishes on such planets. A doctor of chemistry, Nikolai Zirov, covering the problem of atmosphere on other planets, pointed out that the organism of a Martian, for instance, could very well adapt itself to normal existence with a low body temperature. He said that he felt that the gaseous composition of Martian atmosphere was quite suitable to sustain life of beings which have become adapted to it. This adaptability of an organism to different varieties of planets is described in the Brahma Samhita as Vibhuti Bhinam. That is, each and every one of the innumerable planets within the universe is endowed with a particular type of atmosphere, and the living beings there are more perfectly advanced in science and psychology because of a better atmosphere. Vibhuti means specific powers, and Bhinam means variegated. Scientists who are attempting to explore outer space and are trying to reach other planets by mechanical arrangements must know for certain that organisms adapted to the atmosphere of Earth cannot exist in the atmospheres of other planets. Easy journey to other planets. One has to prepare himself, therefore, to be transferred to a different planet after being relieved of the present body. As it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Yanti deva vrita devan patrinyanti patri vrita bhutani yanti bhuteja yanti madhyajinopimam. Those who worship the demigods will take birth among the demigods. Those who worship ghosts and spirits will take birth among such beings. And those who worship me will live with me. Maharaj Parikshit's statement regarding the workings of the creative energy of the Lord discloses that he knew everything of the process of creation. Why then did he ask Shukadev Goswami for such information? Maharaj Parikshit, being a great emperor, a descendant of the Pandavas, and a great devotee of Lord Krishna, was quite able to know considerably about the creation of the Lord, but that much knowledge was not sufficient. He said, therefore, that even greatly learned scholars fail to know about that, even after great effort. The Lord is unlimited, and his activities are also unfathomed. With a limited source of knowledge and with imperfect senses, any living being up to the standard of Brahmaji, the highest perfect living being within the universe, can never imagine knowing about the unlimited. We can know something of the unlimited when it is explained by the unlimited, as has been done by the Lord himself in the unique statements of the Bhagavad Gita. And it can also be known to some extent from realized souls like Shukadeva Goswami, who learned it from Vyasadeva, a disciple of Narada. And thus the perfect knowledge can descend by the chain of disciplic succession only, and not by any form of experimental knowledge, old or modern. Om Jnana Timanandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Shakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. So, it is very significant to note in this connection as pointed out here the inconceivable nature of the Lord's activities. Even after the great, great endeavors of many learned scholars, the Lord's activities have still not been sufficiently understood.
дейностите на Бога все още остават достатъчно разбрани.
Even all the way up to Lord Brahma.
Дори до самият Бог Брама.
His activities are inconceivable.
Дори той не може да разбере дейностите на Бога.
What to speak of some tiny jiva souls such as ourselves?
Какво да говорим за някакви нищожни живи души като нас?
With our tiny, dull brains.
С нашите мънички притъпени мозъци.
What will we understand?
Какво можем да разберем?
Krishna in his infinite kindness.
Krishna, поради своята безгранична милост.
As Prabhupada points out here.
Както Прабхупада споменава тук.
We can know something of the unlimited when it is explained by the unlimited.
Ние можем да разберем нещо за безкрайното, когато самото безкрайно го обяснява.
So that is our hope.
Ето това е нашата надежда.
Since the unlimited has an unlimited power to reveal himself, even the dull-brained fools such as us we have some hope of realizing at least enough to get out of this material world.
Ние имаме надежда да разберем поне до толкова, че да се измъкнем от материалния свят.
In other words, Krishna can empower us to get sufficient understanding and realization.
В други думи, Кришна може да ни упълномощи да получим достатъчно разбиране и реализация.
But the key is you have to approach the Lord in a mood of bhakti.
Но ключът е, че човек трябва да се обърне към Бога в настроение на бхакти.
If you approach him in the mood of a gyani, of just one who wants to know but doesn't want to surrender,
ако се обърнем към Бога в настроението на гьяни или този, който иска да знае без намерение да се отдава,
Krishna reserves the right not to reveal himself to you.
Кришна ще си запази правото да не ви се разкрие.
Because he's only known by his devotees.
Защото той може да бъде узнат единствено от неговите предани.
Бхактоси ме сакачети. He tells Arjuna, because you are my devotee and my friend, therefore I'm revealing this to you.
Krishna казва на Арджуна, понеже си мой предан отдаден и мой приятел, аз ти разкривам това знание.
Don't expect to know Krishna without bhakti.
Не очаквайте да може да разберете Кришна без преданост, без бхакти.
So if we take this humble mood of complete surrender at the Lord's lotus feet.
Ако приемаме това смирено настроение, напълно отдаване под светлината на Зена Бога.
Then we can realize Krishna.
Тогава ние ще можем да осъзнаем Кришна.
We can personally meet Krishna.
Дори лично да го срещнем.
The key that Prabhupada gives here in the final sentence of the purport.
И ключа, който Шива Прабхупада ни загатва в последното изречение на коментара.
Is that we have to approach through the realized souls.
Е, че ние трябва да се обърнем към Бога чрез себереализиралите души.
Prabhupada states the perfect knowledge can descend.
Prabhupada каза, че съвършеното знание може да дойде
by the chain of disciplic succession only.
Само по веригата на ученическата последователност.
Not by any form of experimental knowledge, old or modern.
А не посредством някаква форма на експериментално знание, била тя древна или съвременна.
So if we want to know something of Krishna,
и така, ако ние искаме да знаем изобщо нещо за Кришна,
then we must receive that knowledge through the chain of disciplic succession.
А ние трябва да получим това знание посредством веригата на ученическата
последователност. Evam param prapraptam mimam rajarsheyo vidu. This knowledge was thus received through the chain of disciplic succession.
Това знание беше получено по веригата на ученическата последователност.
The saintly kings understood it in that way.
И святите царе го разбраха по този начин.
So, if one wants to understand something of Krishna,
така, ако някой иска да разбере нещо за Кришна,
then we must follow the first instruction of Srila Rupa Goswami.
Тогава ние трябва да следваме тази първа инструкция на Шрила Рупа Госвами.
What is that first instruction?
И коя тя?
As we described yesterday,
както вчера описахме,
Adhau Gurashvrayam. The very first step for one who wants to realize God.
Най-първата стъпка за този, който който иска да разбере Бога,
is you have to accept the shelter of a bona fide spiritual master.
Да се приеме под слона на авторитетен духовен учител.
Only to such persons who have surrendered themselves to the bona fide spiritual master.
Само на личностите, които са се отдали на авторитетен духовен учител.
In the chain of disciplic succession.
В веригата на ученическата последователност.
Does Krishna reveal himself?
Кришна се разкрива на такива личности.
This is the key.
Това е ключа.
It is not some academic knowledge.
Това не става просто за някакво академично знание.
The youth can memorize some information.
Човек просто запамети някаква информация.
And realize God.
И така да разбере Бога.
There has to be a transformation of the heart.
Необходима е промяна, трансформация в сърцето.
By humble submission to the lotus feet of the bona fide spiritual master.
Чрез смирено покорство в лотосовите нозе на духовния учител.
Because it is only by His grace.
Защото само по Неговата милост.
That one can make any spiritual advancement.
Човек може да осъществи някакъв духовен напредък.
Яша прашада от Бхагават прашадо, яша прашада нагати кутопи. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one receives the benediction of Krishna.
По милостта на духовния учител, човек получава благословията на Кришна.
Without the grace of the spiritual master, no one can make any advancement.
И без милостта на духовния учител никой не може да напредне.
So this is the key.
Това е ключа.
If you want to know things as they are,
ако искате да знаете нещата такива каквито са,
then you must accept the spiritual master.
Тогава е задължително да се приеме духовен учител.
Prabhupada gives the example as we previously described.
Prabhupada дава пример, както преди обяснявахме.
That there are two positions. There is anatta and sanatta.
Има две позиции. Anatta и sanatta.
Or natta, yes. Anatta and sanatta. So, in India there are two types of dogs.
В Индия има два вида кучета.
Sanatta means a dog who has a master.
Sanatta означава куче, което има господар.
And anatta means a dog who does not have a master.
Anatta означава куче, което е бездомно, без господар.
So, if you have been to India and you have seen the two types of dogs in India, you will see a tremendous difference in those dogs.
Ако сте били в Индия и сте видяли тези два вида кучета, ще забележите, че има огромна разлика между тях.
How many of you have been to India?
Колко от вас тук са били?
One, two. Okay, two. Yes. Mostly you in India you just see the street dogs.
Обикновено в Индия ще забележите уличните кучета.
Dogs who have no master.
Или кучетата, които са без господар.
They are a pitiable sight.
Те са една жалка гледка.
When you see those street dogs, you feel so sorry for them.
Като видите тия улични кучета, просто сърцето ви се изпълва с
Because they have fights amongst themselves.
Защото те се бият помежду си.
For superiority on the block. So they have wounds all over their bodies from fighting with the other dogs, where they've been bitten by other dogs. And they have skin disease where the hair has fallen off their body. And it's very difficult for them to find anything to eat. So they are very, very skinny and their ribs are showing through their skin. It's just a horrible sight to see those street dogs in India. But then if you go to that beach, Juhu Beach, where Prabhupada used to take his morning walk in Bombay, then you will see the rich businessmen out for their morning walk. And of course, in previously, no gentleman would keep a dog. But now, especially in Bombay, they are becoming westernized. And in the Western world, it is a fashion to keep one dog. So you will see the wealthy businessmen walk, taking their morning walk with their dogs, you see. And those dogs are very well fed. They are stout and strong. They have all the hair on their body. And they are walking along very proudly with their head high in the air. They are jolly. So, there's a huge difference in India between the street dog and the dog who has a master. So, if we do not take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, we are like street dogs. Our faces are dried up. We are morose. We are fearful. What will happen to me? But if we take shelter of the bona fide guru, then we become spiritually strong, free of anxiety, free of fear, full of knowledge that yes, Krishna is God, and I am His eternal servant. I will never die. At the time of death, I simply throw off this body like throwing off a garment. That's all. I am not touched by death. So in this way, we have to understand how important it is to accept a spiritual master. Through this principle of disciplic succession, we will in fact realize the highest truth. So now I can ask if there are any questions. Yeah.
Yesterday I met a person who is like spiritual seeker, and when I told him that you need guru and you have to take knowledge from the shastra, and he said, this is not right, because he has been cheated before many times. And he said, all these gurus, they say, you know, you just follow.
Yes, there are two kinds of guru. There are Duratma Guru and Mahatma Guru. The present time, the world is full of Duratma Gurus. They are bogus cheaters. It is stated in the Puranas that it's very easy to find a guru who will take away your money. But it's very difficult to find a guru who will take away your anxiety. I was also cheated by one of these Duratma gurus. He gave me one mantra. I had to pay money to get initiated. You had to pay a fee for initiation. So I paid my fee. I went for my initiation. I got my mantra. And I chanted it as instructed. And it didn't do a damn thing to improve my consciousness. I had simply been cheated, and that's all there was to it. The guru was richer, and I was poorer.
Единственият резултат беше, че този гуру стана малко по-богат, аз станах малко по-беден.
And I made no zero spiritual advancement.
И духовният напредък, който направих, беше нула.
So, if you actually want to become liberated from the anxiety of material existence, then you must find the bona fide guru, the Mahatma guru. So, what is the difference between Mahatma guru and Duratma guru? The Mahatma guru, he speaks the words of Krishna.
Този, който е Махатма Гуру, той говори думите на Кришна.
In the Дюратма, he speaks all nonsense.
А Дюратма Гуру, той говори всякакви глупости.
Mental speculation.
Умствени спекулации.
So, if we can actually find the bona fide spiritual master,
ако ние успеем да срещнем авторитетен духовен учител,
then our problems will be solved.
Тогава нашите проблеми ще се решат.
Some people think, well, I've met so many of these cheaters, but I don't think there's any real guru that even exists.
Много тези хора мислят, аз съм срещал толкова измамници, но не знам дали изобщо истински гуру съществува.
But this is not a very intelligent understanding.
Но това разбиране не е много интелигентно.
Just like sometimes when we deal with money, we get a counterfeit note.
Както понякога, когато имаме работа с пари, понякога получаваме така фалшива банкнота.
2 years ago, in 2005, when I was in India, somebody gave me a 500 rupee note.
Преди 2 години, 2005 година, когато бях в Индия, някой ми даде 500 рупии банкнота.
And as I was leaving India, I was changing it into dollars.
И когато напусках Индия, аз си обменях тази банкнота за долари.
I had several 500 rupee notes. And they accepted them, but they took one and they said, this one is counterfeit. We won't give you anything for this. It's not bona fide. So, does the existence of a counterfeit note mean that all the money is counterfeit? No, counterfeit money means it is an imitation of real money.
Фалшиви пари означават, че те са имитация на истинските пари.
If there is no real money that actually exists, then there cannot be counterfeit.
Ако няма истински пари, които съществуват, не може да има и фалшиви.
Counterfeit means the genuine article must exist.
Лъжливо, когато има нещо лъжливо, означава, че има и нещо истинско.
So, the Duratma Guru means somewhere there is actually Mahatma Guru.
Или Duratma Guru означава, че някъде има и Mahatma Guru.
So you can tell that gentleman that, yeah, we're very sorry that you've been cheated. The world is indeed full of these counterfeit gurus. But counterfeit means an imitation of the genuine thing. So now you must simply find that genuine spiritual master. And then all your difficulties will go away. Next question. Your hand up at first. That was fast, boy. But you were just slightly ahead. Go ahead. It was like she just a split second later her hand went up. But you won the competition on that one.
Гаудия Вайшнава, които са също така, може да се каже, че са авторитетни гуру, обаче стандарта, който те имат за уж мисли си, е много по-нисък от този в ИСКОН. Какви са реакциите за и резултатите за такъв учител и за ученика също така, който приема послание?
Гаудия Мат или Гаудия Вайшнава?
Гаудия...
He's
saying that in Gaudiya Vaishnavism there are some gurus who are initiating disciples and they look like bona fide gurus, but the standards that they set for their disciples are more low, yeah, lesser standards. So what are the reactions for those
and the results,
and the results for these gurus and disciples?
There are other gurus in the line of Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati, for example, who don't have the same standards as Srila
Prabhupada.
So what is the result of following, being a disciple of such gurus? Actually, Srila Prabhupada made it very, very clear to us that the other God-brothers did not really fully inherit the full potency of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. Not one of them agreed to assist Srila Prabhupada in his preaching. Even though he was clearly the predominant acharya on this planet. Some of them even tried to sabotage our Mayapur project. They did not cooperate with Srila Bhakti Siddhanta's instruction. They didn't follow his order to form a GBC and work together conjointly. They fought amongst themselves and destroyed the Gaudiya Math. And now we see that how some of them are trying to destroy ISKCON at the present time. By preaching against the GBC, the very thing that Bhakti Siddhanta ordered must be formed, GBC. They are preaching against the GBC. And they are saying that they will take over ISKCON. In the corporate world, this is called a hostile takeover. In the corporate world, there's a term, hostile, it means like an enemy. Hostile takeover. Like hostilities, it's called a hostile takeover. These other gurus, Prabhupada asked that the other Gaudiya's devotees should work with ISKCON under the GBC, ISKCON GBC guidance. They should accept the authority of the ISKCON and work within this movement, under the GBC of this movement.
Шрила Прабхупада каза, че тези други гауди вишнава гуру трябва да приемат авторитета на GBC и да действат в ISKCON.
If they are equally qualified as Srila Prabhupada to guide their disciples, then they will follow the prominent acharya's instruction.
Ако те са еднакво квалифицирани като Шрила Прабхупада, те ще
and cooperate with ISKCON for making the world Krishna conscious. That they have neglected to follow Srila Prabhupada's instruction is evident by the fact that they don't adhere to the full standard of purity. So to be initiated by such spiritual masters is not a very good position to be in, really. We do not recommend that people who are desiring spiritual perfection should go outside of ISKCON for initiation. They're putting themselves in a weak position. They should all come to ISKCON and take shelter within our society. That's where they should come. Next question. She had her hand up, but you had a clarification.
Yeah, there's anything in
So the question is, are they considered bona fide gurus or not? Srila Prabhupada was very kind. In one place in his books, you can see where he does give them credit that they are, you know, they are trying to spread Krishna consciousness in their own way. He gives them credit. But in his purports, he also very strongly criticizes them as well. Because the fact is, we see how some of them were directly preaching against Srila
Prabhupada.
We can clearly see some cases where they really were not a bona fide spiritual master. One godbrother was actually promoting Vivekananda philosophy. Can you imagine he's promoting Mayavadi philosophy? In the name of Gaudiya Vaishnavism? So that would have to be ascertained on a case-by-case basis. But so far I have seen they are deviating from what Prabhupada is, the standard that Prabhupada has taught. I don't consider them someone to take shelter of, you see. After Prabhupada left the planet, some of my godbrothers would go to these other Gaudiya sannyasis and hear from them. In fact, when in the year 1982, everyone was going across the Ganges to hear one Gaudiya sannyasi. GBCs, so many devotees were going. But I was thinking, what is this nonsense? If I think I have to go outside of ISKCON to hear from some Gaudiya sannyasi, it means that I don't feel that Prabhupada is with me. A bona fide disciple of a bona fide spiritual master is never separated from his spiritual master for a minute. He always feels how his spiritual master is with him. Seeing him. Blessing him. Guiding him. He never feels that he is separate from his spiritual master. So for me, going outside to hear from others means, well, now Prabhupada is dead. So I need someone else to take his place. To me, going outside to hear was blasphemous. It's a guru aparad. Just like an Indian wife, she only wants to associate with her husband, no other men. A bona fide Vedic wife, she never wants to associate with any man except for her own husband. When her husband is at home, she decorates her body very nicely with jewelries and makeup and, you know, the nicest sari. But when her husband is out of town, everything very plain and simple.
тя се облича много, много просто.
She only wants to associate with her husband.
Защото тя иска единствено да общува с съпруга си.
So I was feeling like that, that I, for me, there is only Prabhupada. I have no one else.
Аз чувствах нещата по този начин, че за мен само Prabhupada, никой друг.
So personally, I feel that if we to go outside to others, Prabhupada told us not to.
Така че аз лично чувствам, че да се ходи, да се слуша от други, не е добре, защото Prabhupada ни казва да не го правим.
It's a gross disobedience of his instructions.
Това е едно грубо неподчинение на неговите инструкции.
Whether they are bona fide guru or they are not bona fide guru, it doesn't matter.
Дали са авторитетни тези гуру или не са, това не има значение.
The greatest, most powerful spiritual master in the history of the universe.
Най-великият, най-могъщ духовен учител в историята на Вселената.
Who has the power to deliver every man, woman and child on the face of this planet back to home, back to Godhead.
Който има силата да освободи всеки мъж, жена и дете на лицето на тази земя и да ги върне обратно в къща.
Has created an institution, ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, which has in itself the full potency to deliver every man, woman and child on the face of this planet back to home, back to Godhead. Therefore, this is where we belong. This is where everyone should come. And these other gurus, they should be working with us, not against us. They should join this movement. Prabhupada wanted them again and again to join this movement. He invited them repeatedly to become part of ISKCON. But they never did, and now they want to take as many ISKCON devotees as they can for their own name and fame. I have so many disciples. So there was a question here.
Когато съм готов, духовният учител ще дойде. В смисъл, когато ученикът е готов, от духовният учител ще дойде. И това по някакъв начин е пасивно. Те не търсят духовния учител. Какво може да се отговори на тези хора?
Very, very often I have met people who claim that when I'm ready, the spiritual master will come. So it is like passive. They, it is like passive moods. Like
pacifist?
Passive. Passive moods.
When I'm ready, the guru will come.
So what can we tell to these people?
But the guru has come now. Why you've not surrendered? Rascal?
Guru е дошъл. Защо не си му се отдал, негоднико?
Next question. Yeah.
Her question is not related directly to the lecture, but it's practical.
That's all right. Her question is practical about the breaking the fast on Ekadashi, the day after Ekadashi. Mm-hmm.
So she is asking if someone is has such a schedule, working schedule, that he or she may not be able to be in such circumstances that may not be able to break the fast on the prescribed time. So can she do it at other time or just in her mind?
If the simple standard is just after the sun comes up.
Простия
If you want to be super, super precise, then you can look on the, you know, the calendar and see the exact timings. We did not use those timings when Prabhupada was on the planet. That was added later on by some very, you know, precise, astrologically minded devotees. But the simple standard is after when the sun rises, just you can even pop a little grain in your mouth. So, anything else? All right. So we will stop here. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Now we have darshan of Sri Sri Radhadamodar upstairs. Come one, come all, get the Maha Prasad of Radhadamodar.